Senator, that was far too kind. And certainly want to thank you very much for your leadership. I'm going to say a few words about the chair in just a second, but I do also want to acknowledge the tremendous contribution that Ford and USB is making to this event. What a great partnership, and it's obviously bearing significant fruit, both for the company, for soybean producers, but also for the country. It's an amazing opportunity for these young people, and it's great to see you here. Forget about opportunities at Ford. You want to work for USDA. We have paid internships during the summer months for college students. Would hope that you all would take a look at those opportunities because it is an unlimited, the chair is absolutely right, this is an unlimited future that you have before you, and you get to shape it. You get to make it. You get to move this country forward into the next generation and the next century of American ingenuity and innovation. And you're going to be at the center of this. And it's the country's prime for this. It's long overdue. We've been resting on our laurels for a while, but agriculture and rural America and the innovations taking place is coming back in very, very strong fashion. And it needs innovation, it needs ingenuity and creativity from young people to keep it going. So I'm very pleased to be here. I just want to say a few words about Senator Stabenow. I've had a chance to work with her, and I've had a chance, obviously, to work with a lot of senators, a lot of members of Congress, a lot of governors, a lot of state senators, legislators, and mayors. I don't know of any person I've worked with who cares more deeply and is more focused on making sure that rural America is in every conversation in a meaningful and important way than this senator. She's been very comprehensive in her approach. She understands the importance of production agriculture and the need for that partnership between production agriculture and the university systems to continue for American agriculture to be the most productive and the most efficient in the world. She understands and appreciates the new opportunities that direct-to-consumer sales represent in agriculture. She's very proud of Eastern Market. The first thing I learned about Michigan was it was the second most diverse agricultural state in the country. And so you know, at 5:30 this morning, I had Michigan blueberries in your honor. I purchased them yesterday. I had a choice between Washington State and Michigan. I know where my chair lives. But she understands the important role that this local and regional food system is playing. And part of what she did in putting together an extraordinary piece of legislation that passed the Senate and with a very strong bipartisan vote was to make sure that there was a sufficient support for that new and emerging opportunity. And at the same time, as she's indicated, the important understanding that she has about the bio-based economy. No one thought it was possible. The pundits in Washington, the folks who follow policy, thought it was just virtually impossible for the Senate to agree on a bipartisan way on a legislation of this magnitude, a legislation that even with the $23 billion of savings is a substantial amount of money that we commit over a five-year period. No one thought it was possible. But this chairwoman went to work and went to work in an extraordinarily timely way. I think, frankly, the House of Representatives was caught by surprise, never expected the Senate to act this quickly and to act this strongly. And the Senate passed through an extraordinary bill. And the House Ag Committee also had strong leadership. Chairman Lucas from Oklahoma, Ranking Member Colin Peterson from Minnesota, they worked together and got through their committee, their version. Significant differences, for sure. That's why we have two chambers. But now the challenge is for this to get before the House as an entire body and for the House to do its work during the month of September. Not only did this chair understand the future, but she also understood the fact that there are times when folks need help, when disaster strikes, and it's important and necessary to have a comprehensive approach to a solid safety net, build on crop insurance, build on revenue protection, but also provide disaster assistance, particularly for livestock producers who are suffering. So a very comprehensive bill. And we pledge to work with her and with the House to try to get this done. But candidly, we need the help of producers around the country, encouraging their member of Congress to go back to Washington in September with a commitment to get this done. Because, and I will finish with this, on this subject, the risk that we run in delay is not just that we create the uncertainty in the countryside, which is really adds to the stress that folks are feeling as a result of the drought and the freeze here, difficult weather conditions. But it runs the risk of having this discussion wrapped into a much larger discussion that the nation may have and will have following the election. What are we going to do about the budget? What are we going to do about the budget deficit? Are we going to go forward with sequester? Are we going to replace it with a much more thoughtful policy? And if we do, how do we allocate responsibility for deficit reduction? Agriculture is already doing its part, and it already has done its part. We've saved $6 billion on crop insurance, $23 billion in the Senate version. That's a significant amount and a significant commitment. You get this wrapped up in that discussion and tax policy discussion, I fear that someone will say, I need another $1 billion for this tax cut or another $1 billion for this defense program or whatever it might be, and they will turn to the chairwoman and say, can you squeeze another $1 billion? And candidly, I'm deeply concerned about that. Because this is a very important time. For the first time in my lifetime, rural America has a pathway to new prosperity. It has an expanded opportunity. And there are four cornerstones of that opportunity. First, there is always, always, always production agriculture and its capacity not just to meet the needs of Americans, but also to provide export opportunities. The chairwoman's mentioned that already. We are blessed in this country, and for the young people in particular. You live in a country that is capable of producing its own food. Now, that may seem like a relatively simple proposition, but if you travel around the world, you'll see that there are very few countries in the world that have the capacity, by our own design and our own hard work, to produce everything we need to feed our people. In addition, when we walk out of a grocery store, we walk out with more money in our pocket as a percentage of our paychecks than just about anybody else in the world. So not only do we have great abundance, but it's also affordable. That combination makes America unique. And it gives us the opportunity not only to meet our needs, but to export surplus. It helps to create jobs here at home. And so it's going to be very important to understand that production agriculture and exports need to continue. But you can complement that. You can complement that with the local and regional food system, the opportunity to directly sell to consumers, directly market to consumers, the expansion of farmers' markets. We've seen an extraordinary expansion of those opportunities, community-supported agriculture, the ability to link up with schools and colleges and universities. Institutional purchasers of food can buy locally. And you have a number of examples of that here in Michigan. And you could build an entire supply chain. Young people can be the owners of the warehouse or the cold storage facility or the slaughter facilities that enable that kind of direct-to-consumer sales to take place. You complement that with extraordinary commitment to conservation. We have a program called the American Great Outdoors, in which we link conservation to outdoor recreation, hunting, fishing, hiking, biking, extraordinary, multiple $100 billion opportunities in rural America. And this bill that the Senator is working on creates new focused conservation opportunities with great flexibility so that we can continue to build on the record number of acres that are enrolled in conservation. And when you add to all of that the unlimited capacity and opportunity of the bio-based economy, virtually everything we need in an economy, whether it's a chemical, whether it's a plastic, whether it's a fiber, whether it's a fabric, whether it's fuel, whether it's energy, can be produced from plant, crop, or livestock material. Unlimited. Unlimited. And it creates not just income opportunities for producers, but it also helps to create manufacturing opportunities in small towns. Now, why do I say small towns? Because the mass, the bulk of this plant material, of the crop material, requires you to have these refineries and these processing facilities every 100, 200 miles. It's not a situation where, with the oil industry, where you can have a huge biorefinery that services multiple states. This is an opportunity to job growth in rural areas. And it also provides an opportunity for us to reduce our reliance on foreign oil. In just 3 years, we've gone from 62% of our oil being imported to 45%, in large part because of the work of American farmers and producers, and using the ingenuity and innovation, places like this, and converting it into new products. 3,100 companies exist today. 25,000 products exist today. And over 100,000 people were employed as a result. And it's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, we're trying to do our part at USDA by providing credit and opportunities for these small businesses to get started. And as the Senator indicated, we're also creating new market opportunities. The federal government is a huge purchaser of goods and services. And the President has instructed his Rural Council, was established by the President, first President in the history of the country, to establish a Rural Council of Cabinet members dedicated to rural America. He instructed me as the chair of that council to focus on increasing and doubling the amount of purchases that we make of bio-preferred products. And the first thing we did in that effort was to expand the number of products on our list of eligible products to purchase. Solvents and cleaners and lubricants, greases, fabrics, a whole series of things that we can purchase. And so we just recently announced 12 new categories and 2,300 more products that can go on that list. We now have close to 9,000 products. We want to get close to 18,000 products over the course of the next couple of years. Tremendous opportunity. In addition, we want consumers across the country to participate in this. And the best way we can do that is by providing a label that says to you as a consumer when you're in a store, this is a bio-based product. This is going to help a farmer. This is going to help a producer. This is going to help a rural community. It's going to help the country reduce its reliance on foreign oil. So if you see that symbol, you know that it's one of several hundred products that are currently labeled as such, and we want to expand significantly that number as well. Now, the reason why it's important that we have this framework, the reason why it's important that we create this new opportunity in rural America, isn't just what it does for farmers and ranchers, isn't just what it does for job growth, isn't what it does for getting the American brand of agricultural products spread around the world. It's about the value system that is inherent in rural communities. It's a value system that's best summed up by one statistic. 16% of America lives in rural America, but nearly 40% of the military comes from rural America. It's one of the reasons why the Navy, just two weekends ago, decided to conduct an enterprise in the Pacific Theater where all of its ships, all of its helicopters, all of its planes in this operation for 2 days will run on biofuel. They want 50% of all fuels used by the Defense Department, by the Navy, to be biofuel, to create new opportunities, drop in aviation fuel, drop in marine fuel. The reason they want to do this is because they know a substantial number of their sailors and Marines come from rural communities. And the reason they do is because when young people grow up in those small towns, they grow up surrounded by those farmers and producers. And every farmer that's in this audience today understands a simple proposition, which is that you can't keep taking from the land. You've got to give something back to it. If you don't give back to it, the land stops producing for you. And that's an important value system that young people grow up understanding, that something that's worth taking from is also something that's worth giving to. And it's important for us to, in this country, to create new rural opportunities so that we have opportunities for our young people who are here today to live, work, and raise their families in their rural communities, giving them an option. So this is an extraordinarily important opportunity. It does require certainty. It does require policy. It does require support, which is why it's important to get the Farm Bill done. But it also requires an understanding on the part of everyone in this country that rural America matters. It's the source of our food. It's the source of an ever-increasing amount of our fuel. And it's the source of a lot of brave young men and women who have gone far, far away to protect the liberties and freedoms that we hold dear. And that's why this is important. And that's why I'm here today to thank the Senator for her leadership, to encourage the House to follow suit, and to encourage these young people to consider opportunities. This is where America will make its mark in the 21st century. It is a century of biology. We had the 20th century was the American century because of all the things we did in transportation that Henry Ford and others started. You can be the next Henry Ford after your internship at USDA. Thank you very much.